By the way, they taught us a fancy schmancy Latin doctor term for people who have diarrhea when we were in medical school, ubi ubi sub ubi. That's Latin for where, oh, where is my underwear? I know, I just said underwear. I'm sorry. Frequently, however, when people start longevity, they experience gastrointestinal distress. You need to know why this is happening and what you can do for it, because it's going to happen to somebody in your group. You need to understand why this is happening and educate them as to why it's happening, and then you need to fix it. So here is why this happens. Here is your intestinal tract. This is your throat. Eat stuff in your mouth, chew it up, swallow it. It goes down your throat, into your stomach. Your stomach is a great big bag of acid. Your stomach's job is to liquefy everything that you just swallowed, dissolve it. And from the stomach, it passes into the small intestine. It's the small intestine's job to absorb those nutrients into your bloodstream. And then all of the unabsorbed stuff goes into the large intestine and then goes out the South Pole. Now, well, that, by the way, is the liver. That big thing up there, that's your liver. Love the liver. The liver, by the way, is the only organ that can regenerate itself. You can cut 75% of it out, and it'll grow back. You know what the liver loves? Selenium. You need to take selenium every day. That's why it's part of the Dr. Glidden pack. Now, your stomach, right? It's a great big bag of acid. It's your stomach's job to digest stuff. If you cut your finger off and swallowed it, your stomach would digest it down to the bone in about 45 minutes. Your stomach is supposed to be extremely acidic. Extremely acidic. Which is why it's a really stupid idea to drink alkalinized water with a meal. Because if you drink alkaline anything with a meal, it's going to dilute the stomach acid and you're not going to be able to digest squat out of what you just ate. So if you spend $5,000 for the Kangen water machine, drink the alkalinized water between meals, not with a meal. This is also why we prohibit the use of soda pop with a meal, because the bubbles in the soda pop are carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide neutralizes stomach acid. How about that? So one of the stupidest things anybody can do is wash down a meal with a Coke, even if it's Diet Coke, especially if it's Diet Coke. Because you've neutralized your stomach acid, you've eliminated your stomach's ability to digest anything, so you get no nutrients from your food, and all chronic diseases are caused by not enough nutrients. So it's your stomach's job to digest, nutrifend, and dissolve stuff into a liquid, and then from there, it goes into the small intestine. Here's a cross-section of the small intestine, and see this stuff right here? It's called the villi. If you cut your small intestine in two and peeled it back, it looks like a plush carpet. And it's the job of those tissues called the villi to absorb nutrients. That's their function. The villi reach out and grab a molecule of vitamin C, grab a protein, grab an amino acid, grab a mineral, and import it into the bloodstream. That's their job. That's how things get into your bloodstream in a healthy digestive tract. But if you follow the advice of the medical doctors who have no training, no respect, no appreciation, and no clinical experience with science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, you will eat wheat, barley, rye, and oats every day. You will love your olive oil. You will eat fried food, not a problema. You will do all of the wrong things all of the time, not because you're a bad person, not because you're sadomasochistic, but because you just didn't know any better. Because the medical professionals that you pay hard-earned money and medical insurance premiums to gain access to did not know this either. So, if you eat all the wrong stuff all the time, the villi become destroyed. Now, is that good or bad? Yeah, that's bad. That's bad dog, no biscuit bad. Remember, it's the villi's job to absorb nutrients. All chronic diseases are caused by not enough nutrients. So when you eat whole grains with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're destroying your body's ability to digest and assimilate food. So now you have a completely compromised small intestine. And into that small intestine, you pour the world's most concentrated nutritional supplement, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It goes in there through the stomach, passes through the stomach, no problem, gets into the small intestine. The villi can't do the job. It passes through the small intestine, goes into the colon, and when it gets into the colon, you get diarrhea because it shouldn't be there. That's what causes it. If it was the nutritional supplement that caused diarrhea, everybody that took the nutritional supplement would get diarrhea. It's only a handful of people that this happens to, and if somebody that you give the 90 for life to gets gastrointestinal upset, especially if it's diarrhea, that's a direct diagnostic clue that their villi are messed up. And what messes them up? Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. This is why the diet and the 90 for life are two sides of the same coin. You must do both if you expect to get remarkable results from this stuff. And this is what causes diarrhea. It's a messed up small intestine caused by Barack Obama. Yeah. All right, it wasn't Obama. It was Bush.